Patriots, for 91 years, the National Firearms Act has strangled our rights, forcing Americans to pay taxes, register, and beg government permission for guns with short barrels. Well, today, I bring you groundbreaking news you'll hear first. Franklin Armory has officially broken through. Their antithesis firearm is exempt from the NFA. This is not a loophole. This is a legal, court-backed, ATF-acknowledged exemption. And this is a massive victory for the Second Amendment. Today, Franklin Armory will unveil the antithesis, a new class of shoulder-fired firearm with a rifled barrel under 16 inches in length and an adjustable shoulder stock for shoulder firing that is 100% outside of NFA regulation, period. This wasn't luck. It took 8 years of litigation, 19 motions, 2 district judges, and more than $1 million in legal expenses. For context, the NFA dates back to 1934 and the Gun Control Act back to 1968. And together, they've defined and restricted what the government calls short-barreled rifles and short-barreled shotguns. Franklin Armory said enough is enough, and they fought the ATF in federal court until a judge finally ruled in their favor. So, what is it? The antithesis starts shipping today, according to my friends at Franklin Armory, in 6 variations. Chambered in 5.56, with barrels as short as 7.5 inches, all the way up to 12.5 inches. And here's the kicker. No $200 tax stamp, no Form 4, no fingerprints, no ATF notification for interstate travel, and no registration list with your name or your gun's serial number. Yeah, they did it. Instead, it transfers just like any other standard firearm on a 4473. Why? Because the law defines a rifle as a shouldered firearm that fires only a single projectile through a rifled bore. But Franklin Armory designed the antithesis to fire both single projectile cartridges and multi-projectile ammo. Think 45 long Colt, 410 shotgun rounds, duplex rounds, even snake shot. Now that design takes it outside the statutory definition of a rifle. And they used the law's wording to their advantage so that even the ATF had to say, "Oh man, you got us." The federal judge made it crystal clear, saying, quote, "The antithesis is a square peg, and calling it round will not change how it fits into the round hole of these statutes." The legal victory didn't just cover the antithesis. It also fixed ATF's misclassification of Franklin's Reformation firearm. The Reformation uses a barrel with straight Lansing grooves, not a rifling pattern, but straight Lansing grooves, no spin, so it's not a rifle. It's not a shotgun because it's not a smoothbore. And ATF had wrongly forced it under NFA control, but the court vacated that move. Now, Reformation is back on the market, transferring on a 4473, just like the antithesis. And here's where it gets even bigger. After President Trump's 2025 executive order, called Protecting Second Amendment Rights, which we've covered here ad nauseum on the channel, Franklin Armory and FRAC, the Firearm Regulatory Accountability Coalition, you've heard them many times on this channel as well, well, they teamed up and reached a conditional settlement with the Department of Justice and the ATF. And that settlement codifies nationwide that antithesis is not a short-barreled rifle, that Reformation is not a shotgun or an NFA weapon, and neither firearm can ever be regulated under 26 U.S.C. 5845. They are completely immune from the short-barreled rifle and short-barreled shotgun provisions of the Gun Control Act. This isn't just a win in one circuit. It applies nationwide, and the ATF was ordered to issue a new open letter confirming that. In fact, I have that letter right here. This was penned on August 29th of 2025 by the ATF. It says, "Open letter to all federal firearms licensees regarding the Franklin Armory Reformation and antithesis firearms. The purpose of this letter is to advise all FFLs that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is rescinding a prior open letter dated December 19th, 2019 regarding the Franklin Armory Reformation firearm, the 2019 open letter. This open letter also advises FFLs on the classification of the Franklin Armory Reformation and Antithesis firearms under federal law. The background. Pursuant to the settlement agreement between the United States of America and the Firearms Regulatory Accountability Coalition and Franklin Armory, Inc., ATF is rescinding the 2019 open letter regarding the Franklin Armory Reformation firearm. The 2019 open letter advised the ATF Firearms and Ammunition Technology Division, FATD, examined the Reformation for the purpose of classification under the Gun Control Act, the GCA, and the National Firearms Act, the NFA. FATD opined that the Reformation firearm was a shotgun subject only to the provisions of the Gun Control Act. However, if the Reformation was equipped with a barrel less than 18 inches in overall length, that firearm would then be classified as a short-barreled shotgun. Separately, FATD examined the Antithesis firearm for classification under the GCA and the NFA. The Antithesis is a type of firearm that utilizes a 14.5-inch rifled barrel to fire 410 bore shot shells and slugs, in addition to 45 Colt cartridges. As such, FATD classified the Antithesis as a short-barreled rifle under both the GCA and the NFA. This classification was vacated. Current status of the Reformation. Pursuant to the agreement, the Reformation is not a short-barreled shotgun under 18 U.S.C. Section 921A6, a short-barreled rifle under 18 U.S.C. 921A8, or firearm under 26 U.S.C. 5845 Alpha, and is not subject to the requirements of 18 U.S.C. 922A4 and 18 U.S.C. 922B4. Furthermore, pursuant to the terms of the agreement, the Reformation is compliant with all applicable registration, taxation, or other requirements under the Gun Control Act and the National Firearms Act, and any such law incorporating, by reference, any such requirements. In other words, as a result of the agreement, the Reformation is not a short-barreled shotgun, short-barreled rifle, nor is it an NFA firearm. Therefore, no NFA forms are necessary to sell, transfer, transport, deliver, or otherwise deal in or possess the Reformation, and no ATF form 5320.20, application to transport interstate or to temporarily export certain national NFA firearms, is necessary to transport the Reformation across state lines because the firearm is not subject to 18 U.S.C. 922A4 or B4. Current status of the Antithesis. As a result of the agreement, the Antithesis is not a rifle, short-barreled rifle, nor is it an NFA item. Therefore, no NFA forms are necessary to sell, transfer, transport, deliver, or otherwise deal in or possess the Antithesis, and no ATF form 5320.20, application to transport interstate or to temporarily export certain national NFA firearms, is necessary to transport the Antithesis across state lines because the firearm is not subject to 18 U.S.C. 922A4 or B4. Sales and transfers of the Reformation and Antithesis firearm. The Reformation and Antithesis are firearms under Section 921A3 of the Gun Control Act, but are not rifles or shotguns pursuant to the agreement. When transferring these firearms, FFLs should utilize the other firearm box in Block 24 on the ATF Form 4473. Should you have any questions regarding this open letter, please contact the Firearms Industry Programs Branch at blah-blah-blah-blah or blah-blah-blah-blah.gov. Sincerely, Jennifer Chikolian, the Assistant Director of the Office of Enforcement Programs and Services. And yes, my FFL will be getting one of these, and he'll see that letter. He should already have that letter, but guys, I'm going to carry that letter with this for a little while because the average beat cop is not going to know jack squat about this firearm. So it's going to be on us to get this video out so that we can educate people. So help me with that. For you and I, this means that we finally have access to short-barreled, shoulder-fired firearms without being treated like criminals. No more asking permission to travel across state lines. No more fingerprints. No more background delays or being entered into this stupid federal registry. And the bigger picture here, this case sets precedent that the NFA can be beaten in court. Judges are holding ATF accountable for exceeding their authority here. That's huge. Now, of course, you can still buy a short-barreled rifle or a short-barreled shotgun and go through the NFA process if you so choose, whether you want to pay the $200 now or wait till January 2nd, 2026, where the $200 is going to be dropped. You can still do that. But Franklin isn't stopping here. They plan to license antithesis technology to other American manufacturers and importers, meaning companies could soon offer short-barreled versions of your favorite rifles, all exempt from the NFA, in order to further the in-common-use part, folks. That's big. Good on Franklin for thinking this way. As Franklin Armory says, they are facilitators of freedom, and this proves it. This is a major victory, but the war isn't over. We still have some major lawsuits that have been filed against what's left of the NFA, and I really think that we will be successful with those lawsuits. Patriots, now is the time to support Franklin Armory and FRAC. These folks fought and won where others said it could not be done. Also, educate your friends, as most Americans they don't even know what a short-barreled rifle is, then never mind how they're restricted under laws that are written in the gangster era. So that's on us to educate others in our community and stay engaged. Like, this momentum can fuel a huge, huge portion of the fight to dismantle the NFA altogether. And this is how liberty advances, not by waiting for politicians, but by innovators and patriots who fight in court and refuse to accept unconstitutional BS restrictions. The antithesis and reformation are more than firearms. They're proof that the American people can win back freedom. And make no mistake, this is just the beginning. To stay in the loop, subscribe to Guns and Gadgets, your premier source for Second Amendment news. You will see that firearm on my outlets very soon. When I had my little meeting with them about this to get all the facts, first thing I said is, how do I get on the list? So I am buying one, and I am going to love traveling the country with it without any restrictions that are under the NFA. That's going to be awesome. Share this video, guys and gals. This needs to get out, and it needs to get out now. We need to keep pushing until the entire NFA is nothing but a footnote in history, and this is just the beginning. So until we see each other again, be safe, stay vigilant, and carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community, everybody safe. We are the bastions of freedom. It's our job, not the government's. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be so much more fun pushing freedom, carrying around an antithesis across the country, because that's exactly what I'll be doing. Take care, y'all. See you in the next one.